This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's future depended on the outcome of battles in key points of the east of the country. He said it's very tough in the east, very painful. We must destroy the enemy's military power, and we shall destroy it, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. The eastern city of Bakhmut has become the main focus of a Russian winter campaign, with both sides saying they have been relentless fighting in and around the small ruined city. The U.S. has begun an aggressive new push to inflict pain on Russia's economy in an attempt to thwart its invasion of Ukraine, focusing specifically on Russia's oligarchs, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A special task force known as KleptoCapture is prioritizing efforts to identify those who help Russians evade sanctions and violate export controls. As well as legally liquidating the property of Russian oligarchs, the U.S. government will expand financial penalties on those who facilitate the evasion of sanctions. By targeting those who help oligarchs evade sanctions, the U.S. government hoped to see more effective results. A recent Dartmouth University study showed that targeting a few key wealth managers would cause far greater damage to Russia than sanctioning oligarchs individually. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian delegation at talks with senior UN officials says Moscow is ready to accept an extension to a grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices amid the war with Ukraine, but it said it would only accept a 60-day extension as the Kremlin holds out for changes on how the arrangement works. The United Nations and Turkey brokered the deal between the two warring countries in July that allows Ukraine to ship food from three Black Sea ports. This is VOA News. Iraq has one of the highest numbers of missing persons in the world, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross, which estimates ranging up into the hundreds of thousands, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
As the 20th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq draws near, Reuters visited a small forensics team tasked with untangling one of the biggest missing persons files. Yasmin Sadiq heads a group of about 100 people in the Ministry of Health, which sorts mass graves one site at a time.
More than 250,000 missing people are officially registered with the government. The number that we physically received, that were unburied and examined, is more than 4,000 remains.
Sadiq says priority is given to the massacres committed by Islamic State during its 3 years controlling parts of northern Iraq.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging confidence in the nation's financial systems following the stunning collapse of two banks, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Friday, it was Silicon Valley Bank. Yesterday, Signature Bank. 2 days, two of the three biggest bank failures in American history.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
The president says quick federal action ensured bank clients would be able to access their money today.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected.
But not those in charge.
The management of these banks will be fired.
And it's not just the who, but the why.
We must get the full accounting of what happened.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is approving a major oil drilling project on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. The decision announced Monday is one of President Biden's most significant climate moves, and it brought quick condemnation from environmentalists who said it flies in the face of the Democratic president pledges. An unrelenting cyclone, Freddy, that is currently battering southern Africa has killed at least 56 people in Malawi and Mozambique since it struck the continent for a second time on Saturday night. Authorities in both countries have confirmed. Local police said 51 people in Malawi, including 36 in the financial hub of Blantyre in the center of the country, have died, with several others missing or injured. The cyclone lashed over Mozambique and Malawi over the weekend and into Monday. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, made landfall in mainland Africa. I'm Joe Ramsey.